shelf life. I was 4 when my father started trying to kill me. We never knew when it was going to happen. My mother would be working a night shift at the hospital, and my father might come home in that crazy mode. My siblings tried to protect me, but there wasn't much that they could do. He'd search the house until he found where I was stashed, in a toy box tucked between bedding, under a pile of clothes on a shelf. He would very gently pick me up, carry me to the bathroom, and speak softly of things that I never understood. About my mother, I think. About how maybe I wasn't his son. All the while, the tub would be filling with hot water. Then he would wrap my face and head in a towel. And what now seems like an almost ministerial act, he'd dunk my head into the tub. He wouldn't be satisfied until I'd sucked in enough water to pee myself and pass out. I learned to survive, but what does that even mean? By the time I got to be 6, I'd become, hell, I don't know what I'd become. This is what I do know. It was Sunday, close to 5 p.m., because my mother was getting ready for her night shift. I remember feeling like this night, he could drown me for real. So I set our living room on fire. I didn't run from the room. It was fully ablaze, but I wasn't scared. In that moment, I was fine with whatever results I got. I realize now that my father wasn't trying to kill me. I was just a little child. If he'd wanted to kill me, he could have. It wasn't attempted murder. It was torture.